You put that in a wash pot if you want to make a whole lot of it. But we don't. We use it on the stove, make a gallon of it. And you put the oak ashes, instead of lye, you put oak ashes in it. And you boil it corn and keep boiling it. Now it's a long process. Until the husk begins to come off. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And after you get that husk off, then you take it out and wash it. And wash it thoroughly. And put it in a colonnader and run water on it and keep running it until you've got all the ashes out of it. It's clear and put in white, or golden color, whichever corn it is. And then it's soft. And you put that back in your pot with some grease, and salt, and a little pepper, and boil it around in there until you cook it. And then you take it out and take it to the table. Put butter in if you want to. And it's wonderful.
Did people around here ever set themselves up a still out in the woods and run off some homemade liquor?
Oh, yeah.
Just illegal stuff, non-tax paid?
Yeah, but these fellas around here that sold whiskey, they paid $5 to the government for license, and they'd go ahead and make all they wanted. Instead, of course, the parish laws would get them, but the government couldn't bother them.
What did they call that stuff they made?
Moonshine. Of course, they had to make it at night, you know, and they called it moonshine.
Did you ever hear it called by any other name?
Well, I guess so, but right now I can't recall.
White lightning?
Yeah, white lightning, moonshine. But the way they did that, they took chops. You know what chops is? Cut up corn. And put in a barrel and put water in there. And let it sour until it formed up on top. And then they drain this water off into containers. And then they had a drum that they could pour so much of this in at a time. Then they had a coil. Copper coil. Oh, sometimes be long with the dough out there. Then they had a trough. Was full of water. That coil was down in that trough, full of water. And when this steam would come up, when that thing was boiling and steam. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It went through that coil. The longer your coil, the better your whiskey was. And when it got to the end, they had a container there for it to drop in. It just condensed. Steam was what it was. And that was your whiskey. Then, to color it, they take a charred keg, oak keg, it's been burnt inside.